Okay, so let's dig into something that I think almost everyone listening has probably dreamed about. It's this idea of the team of one.
Right.
You know, the fantasy, you're the CEO, the creative director, the whole marketing department, all rolled into one person. You've got a laptop, some coffee, and you're building an empire. It sounds so good,
It
right?
does. It really does. But usually about 3 months in, that dream starts to feel a lot more like a nightmare.
Exactly. Because you realize you aren't just the CEO, you're also the janitor. And that's where we usually see platforms like Podia come in. They're kind of the ultimate HQ for this exact person. They handle the website, the email, the course hosting, checkout. They solve the infrastructure problem perfectly. But, and this is the really interesting part, solving that problem just reveals a much bigger, much scarier one.
Right. Because once the store is built, you look around and, well, the shelves are empty. And you realize building the store was actually the easy part.
Precisely.
Right.
You've got the machine to sell things, but you have nothing to put in it. And that's the bottleneck we are really diving into today. We're looking at this really specific, powerful synergy.
Okay.
We're taking that all-in-one platform of Podia and pairing it with what our sources are calling an industrial engine for content, something called Auto Content API.
That's a fascinating combination because it gets right to the heart of the single biggest limit on a solopreneur's growth, which is just human bandwidth.
Right.
You can have the best Podia storefront in the world with amazing courses, but if you can't feed the beast, if you can't fill that infinite shelf space on TikTok, Spotify, and Google, you're just
The
invisible.
infinite shelf space. That just sounds exhausting. It sounds like a treadmill you can never, ever get off. If I'm that solo creator, that doesn't sound like an opportunity. It sounds like burnout waiting to happen.
And it is burnout if you do it the old way. The sources describe the current digital world as being in a state of content saturation. Growth today is all about what they call mental availability. Basically, are you showing up in your customer's life enough for them to even remember you exist? And to do that, you have to be everywhere.
So let's break that down for, say, a typical Podia user. Maybe you're a career coach. You've built your course on Podia. To sell it, you need a blog for SEO. You need a podcast to build trust. You need YouTube videos for, depth.
And you need those vertical videos for TikTok and Shorts just to get any attention in the first place.
Which in a normal company is what, four different
Or at
teams?
least you'd have an editorial team, an audio team, a video team, and a social team.
And the cost for that, I mean, for one person.
Oh, the sources are brutal on this. Outsourcing a single high-quality podcast episode, it could be anywhere from $100 to $15,000,
15,000 for one episode.
depending on the production value. And a professional video, you're looking at $3,000 to $10,000.
So for the solo business owner on Podia, that's game over. You pick one channel, you ignore everything else, and you're just leaving money on the table because you can't afford to play.
Until now, maybe. The whole shift we're looking at today is moving from what you'd call manual creation, which is linear and limited by human hours, to content transformation, which is parallel and server constrained.
Content transformation. I like that.
Yeah.
So we're not just talking about like generating new text from scratch. We're talking about taking what you already have and just morphing it.
Exactly. I mean, think about what a Podia user already has. They have marketing pages, they have PDFs from their courses, they have raw text. That's the fuel. Auto Content API is the engine you pour it into.
Okay, let's get specific with a use case. Because I think the word API scares a lot of people. It sounds technical. It sounds like I need to, hack the mainframe or something.
It's way simpler than that. Think of the API like a ghost kitchen.
The ghost kitchen.
You know how some restaurants don't have a dining room? You just order on an app and the food shows up? That's the API. A tool like Google's Notebook LM is like a sit-down restaurant. It has a nice interface. You sit there and interact with it. It's great, but it's manual. Auto Content API is that industrial kitchen in the back. You just slide a ticket through the window.
And that ticket is my text or my URL.
Exactly. And a fully cooked meal comes out the other side almost instantly.
So the meal in this case, what is that? What comes out?
Well, let's take that Notebook LM gap. You have a text-heavy course on Podia. It's dense. Your students are maybe struggling with the PDFs. You can feed those PDF modules into the Auto Content API.
Okay.
It doesn't just summarize them, it transforms them into a dynamic two-person dialogue podcast with a host and an expert agent, kind of like what we're doing right now.
Whoa, that's very meta. But just think about the value add for that Podi product. All of a sudden, your text course is also an audio course. You could offer audio overviews inside the course so students can learn on their commute.
Or You flip it around. You take that same content, generate a public marketing podcast, and you push it to Spotify to drive traffic to the Podia course. And the key is, it's not just a flat monologue. The API specializes in that multi-speaker dynamic, so it sounds more like a radio show.
Okay, but I have to play devil's advocate for a second. We've all heard those robotic AI voices on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
They sound like a GPS from 2010. If I put that on my premium course, my students are going to want a refund. Has the tech actually gotten past that uncanny valley?
That is a totally valid fear. But yeah, the technology has moved way past that. The sources highlight voice cloning that's basically indistinguishable from a real person. And this solves a really specific problem for the Podia creator, something they call the CEO paradox.
Let me guess. Everyone wants to hear from the CEO, from the expert, but that's the one person who has absolutely zero time to sit in a recording booth.
You nailed it. You are the product, but you're also the bottleneck. If you're a coach, people want your voice, your specific way of saying things.
You clone yourself.
You record a few minutes of your voice one time. The API creates a clone. Then you can just type out daily market thoughts or morning updates, and the API generates the audio in your voice. You can publish a daily show without ever touching a microphone.
That's wild. So you could literally be sleeping, and your digital twin is updating your audience on the latest industry news. It's high-touch personal branding with zero-touch production.
Exactly that.
Okay, so that's audio covered. But the internet is so visual. We mentioned TikTok and Shorts. How does a text-based API help a Podia user who needs video? Because video is usually the most expensive, time-consuming part of all this.
This is where the faceless channel strategy comes into play. The API has a specific endpoint for it. Video creates Shorts.
A faceless channel. Please tell me that means I don't have to do a dance trend.
Thankfully, no. You feed it a script or just the URL of a blog post on your Podia site, and it generates a 9.16 vertical video. It uses AI avatars, it has synchronized lip syncing, and it puts subtitles on automatically.
But again, the quality question. Is this going to look like a high-end video, or is it going to look like some weird deepfake?
It's getting better every single day. But here's a key insight. It's not just about matching Hollywood quality. It's about cost arbitrage and variance.
Okay, explain that.
To make a short video manually, it costs, what, $50 to $300?
At least.
To do it via the API, it uses about 400 credits, which works out to roughly 4 euros.
4 euros versus $300.
That completely changes your strategy. If a video costs you $300, you're paralyzed. You have to be perfect. You have to get it right. But if a video costs 4 euros, you enter this era of what the sources call disposable creativity.
Disposable creativity. I like that.
Yes. You can finally afford to be wrong. You can make 10 videos, 9 of them can completely bomb, and it just doesn't matter. You're buying data. You can test 50 different hooks, see what the algorithm picks up, and then you just double down on what works. It lets a team of one do creative testing at scale.
That's the Moneyball approach to making content. You stop guessing what might work, and you just throw everything at the wall because the paint is so cheap.
Precisely.
I want to touch on another video type mentioned, explainer videos. Because every Podia user has sales pages, and we all know how hard it is to get people to actually read them.
Right. And dwell time, how long someone stays on your page, is a huge ranking factor for Google, and video is the best way to keep people there.
So how does the API help?
It can actually crawl your Podia sales page, understand the product, and then automatically generate a 60 to 90 second horizontal explainer video that summarizes what you're selling.
Wow. So it's like an instant commercial for your course.
Exactly. It just reduces friction. A customer lands, they watch the video, they get their questions answered, and they buy. The sources even mentioned this leads to fewer support tickets, which is a massive win if you're a solo operator.
Okay, so production is covered. But what about the ideas? Sometimes the hardest part is just knowing what to even talk about. The sources mentioned something called newsjacking.
Yeah, this is for anyone who needs to stay relevant in a fast-moving space. The API has a real-time social intelligence feature. It basically monitors data feeds from X and Reddit.
So it's just listening to the internet.
It's listening for pulses. So let's say you're a crypto consultant on Podia. The API sees that Bitcoin is suddenly trending with a lot of negative sentiment. It doesn't just send you an alert, it kicks off a reaction loop.
Okay, walk me through that loop.
The trend is the trigger. The API then performs what it calls deep research to understand why it's trending. Then it generates a video or a podcast script explaining the crash and offering your perspective on it. It can even post it for you.
Wait, hold on. Deep research. I think when a lot of people hear AI research, they think of ChatGPT just making up facts or hallucinating a court case. Is that what this is?
No, and that is a critical distinction. The deep research endpoint they describe is agentic. It actually spins up a little digital research assistant that goes out to the live web. It reads reputable sources like the Financial Times or Bloomberg or government sites, and it cross-references the claims it finds.
So it's actually doing the reading.
It's doing the reading you would do if you had 4 hours to spare. It synthesizes the facts, it filters out all the noise, and then it writes the script based on verified information.
That's a huge difference. So for the Podia creator, this is how you build authority without living on Google News all day.
You can even set up recurring research tasks, things like scan for new competitors in my niche every Tuesday, or find the top three industry stories of the week. It generates a briefing for you, or even better, it just makes your weekly roundup podcast for you. You become the go-to source for your industry.
That's the definition of leverage. Okay, let's zoom out a bit. Geographically, Podia supports what? 20 plus currencies, so selling globally is easy. But communicating globally, that's really hard.
Language is the ultimate barrier. But the Auto Content API supports over 50 languages. So this unlocks what you could call instant globalization.
So my course that I made in the US about, I don't know, baking sourdough bread can suddenly be marketed in Japan.
Seamlessly. You can set up a workflow where your English marketing podcast is automatically transcribed, translated, and then revoiced in Japanese or German or Spanish. You're effectively multiplying your total addressable market, your TAM, overnight.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
But I have to bring us back down to earth for a second. The person listening right now is thinking, this sounds amazing, but I'm not a coder. I use Podia because it's no code. I don't know what an API is.
That's a crucial point, and the sources do address it. While it's an API-first tool, it has deep integrations with no-code platforms like Make.com and Zapier.
So it's all drag and drop?
Yeah, think of it like Lego blocks. You set up a trigger, for example, an RSS trigger. When I publish a new blog post on my Podia site, that's the trigger. The action is send that URL to Auto Content API. Next action, receive an MP3 file back. Final action, upload that MP3 to Spotify.
And once you set it up, it just runs in the background forever.
It turns your text blog into an automatic multimedia publication. You just write the blog post, hit publish, and the machine does the rest. No code needed.
Let's talk money. Brass tacks.
Yeah.
We mentioned the cost per video, but when I hear industrial grade, I assume an industrial budget. Is this enterprise level pricing?
Surprisingly, no. It's a credit-based model. The amateur plan starts at around 24 euros a month.
24 euros? That's less than a gym membership I don't use.
Right. And you compare that to a freelancer's hourly rate. You can't even get a good editor for 24 euros an hour, let alone for a month. And that plan gives you enough credits to create, say, 100 podcasts or 20 explainer videos.
This brings up that long tail ROI concept the sources mentioned. Can you explain that? Because this is where the economics get really interesting.
Sure. In the old world, production was expensive, so you only made content for the big popular keywords, the head terms. You had to, just to make your money back.
Right. You're not going to spend $1,000 on a video that only gets 50 views. It's just bad business.
Exactly. But if the video only costs 4 euros, suddenly you can go after all those niche, long-tail keywords. You can make a super specific video for a problem that maybe only 100 people have. If just 2 of them buy your course, you're profitable. Mm. It allows Podia users to just dominate these tiny niches that are invisible to bigger companies because it's not worth the effort for a human team.
So you're sweeping up all the crumbs that the big players ignore, but eventually all those crumbs add up to a whole cake.
Precisely. It just fundamentally alters the economics of the business. You're not paying for time anymore. You're paying for server capacity. And servers are cheap.
So when you put it all together, we have the home, which is Podia, and we have the workforce, the Auto Content API. The team of one starts to look a lot more like a media conglomerate.
That's the synergy. Podia gives you the storefront to monetize attention. And the API gives you the means to generate that attention at a scale that was just impossible for a solo person before.
It really feels like we're shifting from a world where your growth was limited by how many hours you could stay awake to a world where it's only limited by how many server credits you're willing to buy.
That is the shift. It's the industrialization of creativity. And for the solopreneur, it might be the only way to compete with the giants anymore.
So here's the question I want to leave everyone with. It's a bit of a heavy one. If the barrier to entry isn't capital anymore, and it isn't even time, if one person with a Podia account and this API can have the same output as a media company with 50 employees, what happens to the competitive landscape?
It forces a hard question, right? In a year or two, will we even be able to tell the difference between a human media company and an automated one? Or will the only difference be that one has a burn rate of $1 million a month and the other costs 24 euros?
And if the final product is the same, the market won't care how hard you work to make it.
Exactly. The agile team of one might actually have the advantage.
Something to think about while your AI clones are busy recording your next show. Thanks for diving in with us.
Always a pleasure.